From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today we'll meet candidates from Oak Island and Curie Beach, two beach towns in southeastern North Carolina. Our focus is first on Oak Island in Brunswick County, the town formed in 1999 through the consolidation of Long Beach and Yaupon Beach. While the Census Bureau estimates the year-round population at about 7,700 people, summer tourists, including day trippers, can cause the population to swell to up to 50,000. Six candidates are running for two open seats on Oak Island's town council. There will be seven names on the ballot, but Natasha Tatum says she's not actively running anymore. Sin Brochure, the current mayor of Oak Island, is seeking her second term, and she joins us now. Before becoming mayor, Sin Brochure worked as the tourism and economic development director for the city of Southport, also in Brunswick County. She has worked as a real estate broker, and she's been the vice president for the Kinston-Lenoir County Chamber. She is the mother of four and the grandmother of five. Sin Brochure, welcome to Coastline.
Good morning, Rachel. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me here today, and I'm excited to see you again.
Very glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You left what appeared to be a lucrative, successful job at the helm of Southport's Tourism and Economic Development Department to become mayor of Oak Island. Are you satisfied with the move in hindsight now, 2 years later?
I am more than satisfied. I do miss Southport. I spent 5 years there and knew the people very well. But I feel that the accomplishments that we have had, especially the recent successes on Oak Island, has been well worth it. And because that's my home. It's my forever home. And I've been there since 2007.
Well, let's talk about some of the recent news. You got some news regarding funding for two major beach projects to the tune of nearly $10 million from state and federal sources.
Actually, it's about 15.
So it's about $15 million.
Correct.
Tell us about that funding and what that will enable the town of Oak Island to do.
That funding came from FEMA, if we're talking just the beach sand type of funding. And it was emergency funding from Matthew.
From Hurricane Matthew.
From Hurricane
that came
Matthew.
Through
and, correct. Yeah. So we've been working on it since last October, but we started the moment we knew that there was a hurricane coming our way. And I have, I have a dream team leadership team in Oak Island, and they have the respect of all their staff. So from minute one, we circled the wagons and prepared. With that being said, the way we prepared is we document it in detail. So when FEMA was finally able to get around to us and we were able to say what we needed and what we had lost, we had everything in order. And they have been really very good, the FEMA people have been great working with us. But what that will do is, as you know and everybody's aware, we've been dealing with shoreline protection issues. And now Oak Island will be able to start something that will be beneficial and substance without burning a tax burden on the citizens right now.
And specifically, what do you mean? Are you talking about the engineered beach?
Last year, the council voted to do a recreational beach, which just splitting hairs. I mean, we did move forward with getting our permits and asking Moffitt and Nichols, who, by the way, is very well respected and recognized around the nation. And they are working on that now, and the process is ongoing. We take shoreline protection very seriously, but there's lots of ways to do it. And the first thing is to look at other sources of revenue to fund that. And that's what this council did. And I can tell you a little bit about that if you'd like to know where we're at with that.
Yes, actually, okay. Because your opponent, Kenny Rogers, as you may know, has said that part of what's lacking in town leadership is not working with the forces of nature. And his contention is that the town should pull back and do less. And he holds up, for instance, not dredging Lockwood Folly Inlet as one of those ways that the town is wasting money and is not working with the forces of nature. So, yes, if you would talk a little bit about your strategy on shoreline protection.
Well, what we're looking for now is funding. And I totally agree. There, once we do have some Dooms back and some Sea Oats planted, we need to do a huge education of the whole island and how to preserve and keep those Dooms alive. First of all, last year, the town of Oak Island Council, under my leadership, voted to pass a new tax. Well, it's not a new tax. It's actually a property tax, and it's 2 cents that goes into a fund that cannot be touched for anything but beach shoreline protection, shoreline projects. It doesn't go in the general fund. It's actually set aside. We moved over 1% to go with 2% with our occupancy tax, or as some call it, accommodations tax. We also I've reached out and lobbied in Raleigh all year, or 2 years now, and was very successful because I was a chairperson of the North Carolina Resorts Towns and Convention Cities, and that gave me a larger lobbying group to work with, and it's under the League of Municipalities, so it has some teeth. And we were able, and it wasn't just us, but we've got some good supporters in Brunswick County, Senator Rabin, Representative Eiler, and the most recent and probably the leader of the parade on shoreline protection mitigation is Representative Miguel Raff. So we're hoping, we did get funded last year. We got a line item by the Senate and the House for shoreline protection. We're hoping it will be funded this year. So there's lots of things going on, and we got the Cape Fear dredging coming. That's going to be sand, cheap sand for us as well.
So that's sort of a list of your accomplishments. And as we know, beach nourishment and shoreline protection is one of the biggest concerns for a beach town that survives on tourism. But when you look back at your biggest learning curve over the last 2 years, what has been at the root of that? What has been the biggest challenge for you?
I think the biggest challenge is the frustration of where do we get the money other than on the backs of the people. I handled that like I've always handled everything. I stood back, and with the help of the council, we said, okay, let's say we don't go up on taxes, but we find other methods, and that's what we've done. And we're still looking. No stone will go unturned when it comes to finding the revenue. So then
taking a look at specifically at Lockwood Folly Inlet, we know that provides an important outlet between Oak Island and Holden Beach. And historically, it's been difficult for officials to find money to keep that inlet dredged and open consistently. Is there a more creative way the town of Oak Island can meet the cost of dredging for that? Or is that something that should be allowed to close, as your opponent would suggest?
Well, to be honest with you, the town of Oak Island doesn't dredge that. The county appropriated $400,000. We were asked to participate. Our council decided at this point not to spend $130,000. In the future, if there's a benefit and we pull sand to put on our beach, is what we're working toward, there may be a benefit that would be feasible. I don't necessarily disagree with Mr. Rogers. I do think that it's a what some would call a waste of money. Certainly, I would like to see us put that sand on our beach, but there's some detailed things why that hasn't happened yet, and it's hard to explain in just a few brief moments in an interview. But if we move forward with the funding from the island, from Oak Island, there will be a benefit, I think, before this council will vote for any dredging money.
You're listening to a pre-recorded Coastline candidate interview. With us now is Oak Island Mayor Sin Brochure. She is seeking her second term as mayor of the Brunswick County beach town. Mayor Brochure, would you ever consider applying for a permit for a terminal groin?
No.
And
not what I know about them now. No, I would not.
Tell us why.
I just don't think they're effective, and I think they take from one and give to another. So, and it's a bit more complicated than that. But personally, I would not advocate for that.
You do not see that as a tool.
Correct.
In the toolbox.
I do not.
Brunswick County at one point was looking at taking over Oak Island's long-suffering sewer system. What do you think the way forward is on what has been a bit of a boondoggle for the town of Oak Island?
Well, the sewer system is working properly. We've put aside money for 3 years now that if it becomes an issue or there's something breaks down, the money is there to cover it. Obviously, the sewer was in good working order, or the county would not have even considered taking it over. Right now, the challenge for the town of Oak Island officials is to keep the water rate like it is. And while we're on that subject, I did hear the interview with Mr. Rogers, and he made the point that I had said that Oak Island would be out of debt by the year 2021. And if he was telling correctly, he would have said that I said debt service. We have $1.7 million that goes out every year and has since we built the buildings and the town hall. That $1.7 million in the year 2021 will go back, will not go out anymore, and we'll have an extra close to $2 million to put in the general fund to be used for repairing roads, maybe reduce the tax rate, shoreline protection, or whatever that council sees fit at that time. The sewer system and the debt that he was referring to is in an enterprise system. Enterprise system is a standalone. It's like a different, separate entity from the town's general budget. The way that's paid back is through the consumer consumption and what the consumers pay into it. It will not be paid back to 2035.
Oak Island purchases water from Brunswick County, which gets its water from the Cape Fear River. Gen X is a small portion of what we know now is a chemical cocktail, essentially, in the river of unregulated chemical compounds that can't be removed with traditional water treatment. What do you think Oak Island needs to do, if anything, to ensure a safe and reliable water supply?
Well, we get our water from Brunswick County, so we're reliant on what Brunswick County decides to do. I can tell you we get updates every time there's a test run. We're following it closely, and we are backing and support everything Brunswick County is doing for us, whatever testing, if it's a lawsuit, whatever. We're kind of at the mercy of the county, but we do follow it closely. I've been out there several times, met with the county one-on-one.
And as mayor of the town, is there anything specifically that you would like to encourage the county to do in terms of the direction of their water supply?
I would keep testing and test things that aren't normal to test, and I think the county has started doing that. This is not unique to Brunswick County. It's everywhere. So I can't think of anything more specific than I would test for more contaminants.
In an attempt to learn more about the abrupt firing of the town manager last year and an embarrassing accident at the town fire station that apparently led to his termination, WECT requested minutes from several closed session meetings in Oak Island. The town's attorney defended the minutes from those sessions after a WECT attorney called them laughable, saying they didn't meet requirements set by state law. The town's attorney has said since that Oak Island will keep more detailed minutes from closed sessions. But does this story from WECT point to a larger problem of transparency on Oak Island? Do you think the town needs to reconsider its approach to communicating with the public and what it shares with the media?
That particular incident was an employee-based closed session. We could have, and if you've got our attorney's records, you'll see what he stated. We could have easily put more detail in the closed session that we had. Our clerk kept the notes, or takes very good notes. However, we would have had to so much detail, and it being an employee-based closed session, we would have had to either seal them, and they wouldn't have got any information, or we would have to have redacted them. And we went back, I think, and provided more detail, but by the time it was redacted on what could and could not be revealed, it was still very vague. I am all for transparency. That was one of my platforms that I ran on in 2015. Certainly I don't know how we can be more open and still be within the confines of the legalities of it on that type of issue, especially employees.
We just have a little bit of time left. So tell us, let's say that you win re-election. Fast forward a couple of years to the end of your second term. You're looking back now, and what are you proud of? How is Oak Island different because you served as mayor for a second term?
Well, if I can, and when I set my, unfortunately, when I set a goal, I will stick around till it's finished. It'll have a new pier, which is totally paid for by grants and FEMA money, close to $2.5 million. And that will be there, getting started real soon. We also have received a grant for a splash pad, and we're doing a whole Parks and Rec new plan to see what we can develop and make it more user-friendly for visitors and the residents. We will have the commercial district, which is just the main street on Oak Island, will be and it has already started improving in looks, and because we're enforcing the ordinances like they are written. Right now, Oak Island is everything's coming up roses. It's sunshine and lollipops for us right now. It's in that good shape, and I know it's hard to understand, and the people that are listening probably don't understand why I say that or why I feel that the Oak Island vibe is alive and well. But I can see ahead in the future that $2 million alone is a bright future for us.
Sin Brochure, that's our time. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back, our focus turns to Curie Beach. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.